You're listening to Morning Edition here on WVIA. I'm Roger Dupuy, and this is Sports Voices. I'm here with my friend and colleague, Sarah Hofius Hall.
Hi, Roger.
Hi, Sarah. So just to let the audience know, Bob Eyde from Fox 56, our stalwart, is off this week because he was getting ready for the City-County Dream Game in Lackawanna County, and he'll be back next week, and we're getting ready for the rollout of high school football.
That's just crazy. It's hard to believe already,
right? It is
right?
Crazy, right? So, and it'll be a year coming up very soon that we've been doing this podcast.
Wow.
Also kind of crazy to think about. But Sarah's here today for two reasons. The first one we're going to talk about is a very special event taking place in Luzerne County. Yeah. Baseball.
And softball.
And softball.
Yeah. Luzerne County will really have a spotlight,
right?
You know, these next couple of weeks. Right. So games started on Thursday for the East Region Junior Softball Championship.
Okay.
Those games are being played in Nanticoke at the mm-hmm. softball field behind the high school.
Okay.
And there was a parade on Wednesday.
Right.
And there are teams from all over the Northeast U.S. Uh-huh. You know, competing in Nanticoke and, you know, staying in hotels in Wilkes-Barre. And
right.
Just a lot of, you know, excitement about that.
Okay. Do you have a sense of why here? What brought them here?
For nearly 40 years, the tournament was in Orange, Connecticut.
Okay.
But the district here put in a proposal, and they are going to be the host for quite a while, I think.
Okay. They're playing at two venues, did you say? That Nanticoke and also Jenkins Township?
Well, so that is another tournament.
Oh, sorry.
Yes.
Okay.
So that is the state right. major baseball tournament.
Okay.
And these are boys who... hope to then go on to the Little League World Series in Williamsport.
Okay.
So there's multiple steps. Like,
okay.
You know, you start out like competing against the teams like in your own area. And then,
right.
You know, there's another level and then there's states. Then they would compete at the regional level.
Right.
And then is the chance to go to Williamsport. Now for the
right.
girls, for the softball teams,
mm-hmm.
They are between the ages of 12 and 14. And they are competing for the chance to play in the junior league.
Oh,
softball
wow.
championship, and that is in Washington State in August.
Okay. And for the audience, as we were getting ready, you know, peeking back behind the curtain again, we taped this earlier in the week, Sarah was going to be attending and covering the parade in Nanticoke. So you can find that on our website, WVIA.org. It sounds like it's a really fun time.
Yeah, and the public is invited.
Right.
The concession stand is supposed to have some good food,
right.
but some really good softball, you know, some really good baseball starting, you know, on Monday in Jenkins Township.
Okay.
Softball will be wrapped up, you know, early next week. But yeah, it's, you know, these are great athletes from, you know, for the softball tournament from all over the Northeast U.S.
And young, correct?
These girls are 12 to 14.
Okay.
And so there's a team, so Pennsylvania will be represented by the West Suburban Little League,
mm-hmm.
and that's out of Johnstown.
Right.
And there are a couple girls on that team who were actually part of the Little League World Series winning team that was also West Suburban last year.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right, that's exciting. You know, a lot of folks in the region know you, Sarah, as an education reporter. I've known you as an education reporter for many years. But you have taken on a new role here at WVIA, and you are our sports beat reporter.
Yeah.
Right? And to remind folks, we have a feature that Sarah writes called Beyond the Scoreboard, and it really looks at the human interest stories behind some of, you know, the sports teams and the individual players here in our region. And we mentioned that today, sorry to toot our own horn, but because we won an award, Sarah won an award, for the first place in beat writing in our division
mm-hmm.
at the Pennsylvania News Media Association Keystone Professional Awards for sports beat coverage.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, it was such a wonderful surprise and just an honor.
Right? And what's just really so great about this is that, you know, you spent all those years in education. I know you know a lot about sports,
mm-hmm.
But it's something that folks just like Sports Voices may not have traditionally associated with public broadcasting,
yeah.
but here we are.
Well, a fun fact is my first paid journalism job
mm-hmm.
was actually in high school, covering my own high school sports
right.
for a small weekly paper in Erie County.
Okay.
And so, you know.
So you do. You've done this.
But, you know, I love. So we started Beyond the Scoreboard
right.
Last year, and it really looks at the people behind the sports,
the stories,
you know,
the, yeah.
like really looking at not just how great of an athlete they are
right.
Or how great of a coach they are, but what drives them? What is the impact that they're having?
Right. And would be remiss if we didn't mention our managing editor, Faith Golay, who was really the visionary behind this project and worked with you
mm-hmm.
to make these stories happen. So, Sarah, I want to talk about a few of the stories that the judges apparently thought were quite good, and we certainly thought were quite good. Tom Cillo, the coming college football player, 58-year-old freshman.
Yes.
Right? Which you did an amazing job with that.
Thank you.
The Little League Challenger game.
My goodness. Like, just spending so much time last summer with the Wyoming Valley Challenger League.
Yeah.
I loved it. I loved following them to Williamsport, you know, for their game there. It was just a great assignment.
It was. And also the Mark Duda, it was last year, right? The Lackawanna College football coach, the longtime football coach retiring. And you told his story in a way that I don't know that anyone else did.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
I really love spending time with these people.
Right.
I mean, I think about A.J. Montsman from East Stroudsburg.
Mm-hmm.
He's blind.
Yeah.
And he is a football coach.
Right.
And how inspirational that is.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's just, it's great to be able to, you know, tell these sports stories beyond just the scores.
Right. And I think so much about sports voices and so much about Beyond the Scoreboard is really conveying to people that what makes sports important is the people and the families who are supporting these athletes, right? And it is, again, more than the scores.
Yeah. Sports brings people together.
Right, in ways that nothing else does.
Yeah. And I think that we really need more of that.
Right. What was, if I may ask, not to put you on the spot, what was your favorite of the stories?
Spending time with the Challenger families and the players. That was just an honor last year. You know, and then I even got to go with them to Harrisburg in the fall, where they were honored by the state legislature, met the governor. So to tag along with them and, to really kind of develop relationships with a lot of the families, a lot of the players. What a great experience.
And I think it meant a lot to them, too. And I know there will be so much more to come.
Definitely.
Folks, as always, thank you for being here. We'll be back next week with Bob. Take care.